This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right. So here's something kind of interesting that's never happened before. Because we all tried to play along. So we didn't read the story because we didn't want to ruin it. And so we're like, okay, we got the Key West and the Midwest. Let's do that today. And so we all wrote down what we thought it would be because we knew it was a place in Michigan. You get into the meat of the story, and apparently it's just a bar that markets itself as that. But it's in a town in Michigan, so we'll read your answers here. But that's the risk you take when you all try and play instead of one person running it. And I'm like, I won't read it, so I can guess too. So we kind of screwed up.
So is this town not like Key West, only this bar?
Apparently it's just the bar.
But the town is in Michigan.
I had a town like right away.
Yeah.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me read what the answers are that came in.
I wrote it down just in case.
You don't believe me.
I believe you.
Zach in Pinckney says, I'm going to go with Saugatuck.
There it is.
Is the Key West of the Midwest. Next one from Ron. It's got to be Port Austin. Old people go there to die all the time. That is after initially blowing their money on the West Side trying to keep up with the Joneses. Chris in South Lyon says Torch Lake. Greg painting in Brighton says Caseville. Jordan in Westland says has to be Traverse City since it's on the water like Key West and takes a lot of money to live there. Jamie in Romeo says Grand Haven, like the Key West, is like Key West, only colder. Charlevoix, Lake Charlevoix, just like you're in the Caribbean where the water is gorgeous. Buddy has a cottage there. It's from Pete. Douglas, Michigan, because I read it this morning. Okay. So I went with Saugatuck as well. And here's what I remember about the one time I was in Saugatuck. Art galleries, bed and breakfast. Hey, look, another glass-blowing studio. And this is how I imagine Key West would be. I've never been to Key West. Have you ever been to Key West?
I have not, but I too thought Saugatuck for different reasons. Saugatuck and both along with Key West are known for the gay community.
Oh.
Both waterfront. So those are the reasons that I thought of it.
Gotcha.
And I think I've actually heard in the past something to the tune of Saugatuck is like Key West.
Really?
Yeah. So that's where I was thinking.
So what's interesting is it's...
I wasn't thinking the thumb with Caseville or in Austin, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping Greg said Caseville, and who said Port Austin? Well, Ron said Port Austin. He gave his reason. Old people go to their right. Die all the time after blowing all their money on the West Side trying to keep up with the Joneses, which is funny reasoning. But Greg just said Caseville, and I want to know why he said Caseville.
If it's just a bar, I hope it's not like, you know, Margaritaville or something like that.
No, it's called Red Dock, and it's in Douglas, Michigan.
Where's Douglas, Michigan?
It's literally right across the lake from Saugatuck.
Okay.
Like, there's the Kalamazoo Lake is right there, and Douglas is basically a bridge away. So
should be your favorite city, Doug.
Yeah, I guess. The thing about this is we blew it. So.
How many S's in Douglas?
Just one.
Okay.
Douglas, Michigan. Not very big.
I have a friend who spells Douglas with two. So.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is there an O or is it D-U-G?
Oh, there's an O.
Okay, just making sure. There's not a lot of Dougs floating around anymore. So.
No?
I'm always excited when I meet one, which doesn't happen very often. So anyway, our apologies. We screwed that up.
We just got a ticket text from a Doug, also Doug.
Yeah?
That said that Caseville is called Key North. I don't know if that's true or not, but.
Really?
That's from Doug on ticket text. Oh,
Caseville. Never trusted Doug.
Well, there's the Key North Family Fun Center, which is in Caseville. So is it basically because of that place? I don't know. Somebody tell us, is there anything about Caseville that reminds you of Key West? Kang, you've never been to Key West, have you?
No, but I've been to Caseville.
Did you get
some
Key
guy
West
in a ride? Thong named Pierre? That's reminds me of Key West.
You guys have any plans ever to go to Key West?
I've heard it's actually a ton of fun. I'd like to go.
I mean,
that's a part of Florida that I actually would like to. I'd like to go to the Keys.
I take great pride in saying I don't think I'm ever going to go to Florida ever again.
Okay.
I think I have seen all I need to see of Florida and the people and the place. I'm good. I may have to go back at some point.
You may have to?
Yep.
Why are you walking this back already?
Well, I said from moment one I may have to. If Michigan's playing in a bowl game in Florida, guess where I'm going?
Aside from that,
yep.
You see any other reason?
Yep.
What would be another reason?
If a kid's playing baseball there, I'll go watch them. So, but we'll see. I'm not, you know, who knows what the future holds, but I'm not probably going to vacation. There's too many other places I want to see.
Like Douglas, Michigan.
Yeah, I apparently like Douglas, Michigan. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Carson Anderson, I'll get back to your phone calls just yet. So Key West of the Midwest, Red Dock Bar, which is right on the water. And the pictures do look like I could see that being a place that would be like Key West. Beth, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Beth.
Hi. Hi, guys.
What's up?
I was calling to let you know why they call Caseville Key North. I'm from that area.
Okay.
For 2 weeks every August, they have a festival called the Cheeseburger in Caseville. Festival,
yep.
And it's a Jimmy Buffett festival.
All right, so
and they outfit the whole town with pink flamingos, and they have like steel drum bands that come, and a parade, and they kind of turn the town, the village, into sort of a replication of, I guess, what we think a Southern Florida tropical kind of town would be. So that's where it got that name.
Make sure they hit on all the cliches.
Oh, everyone. Twice.
Have you been?
You need a straw hat. You need a bandana. They're all there.
Flip-flops? Is that a big part of it?
Oh my God. Hot pink? Yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming,
Heel, yes.
I'm assuming you've been to the Cheeseburger Festival a couple of times.
Yeah. I'm from that area, so it's kind of, you know, you're an outcast if you don't go. So.
Gotcha. Hey,
it's not good to be an outcast in a small town.
It's a smart move. Thank you for the intel, Beth.
Yeah, take care.
Yep, you too. Kang, you went, right?
Hang on to that shaker of salt.
Yeah, I have been. Actually, that's where I tried Gator, my one and only ever deep-fried cheeseburger. I had to try it.
You had to.
You had to.
You got to try it.
It was okay. It was like the thumb. It was. I prefer a regular cheeseburger, but it was there. I'd never had one before. I had to try it, man.
Is it the bun as well? They basically make a hamburger and then they dip it in batter,
yes,
and then fry it. So
yes.
It's not like it's just a hamburger.
No.
Without the bun.
No, it's the whole thing.
Okay,
so you've got a deep fried mess in your hands.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a mess.
It was okay, huh?
Would you try a deep-fried turkey burger, Doug?
I mean, I guess. Do you, would you recommend, yeah, it's probably not. Would you recommend the Cheeseburger Festival?
Yeah, I would. It's a good time. It's this no, was pre-kids, you know, no frills. Right? Yeah, of course. Come on now, I don't do anything anymore.
Would you take the kids?
They're of age now. They're fine. They'd be fine.
They like cheeseburgers?
They like pickles and bread.
Dude.
It's hard to get them to eat the protein
pickles,
part.
The kids, my kids.
They love pickles,
oh
too?
My God. We go skiing at Nub's Knob, and they have like a little condiment bar with pickles. They just load up on the pickles. They'd eat tons of those little pickle chips, but... all right, straight ahead. Did you ever make a mistake similar to the mistake this pro team made? Or did someone in your office do it? We will get to that today at 1:16 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Doug Carson, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. It's Carson Anderson. All right, Scott Anderson. A lot of exciting stuff going on. It's like second-tier sports stuff. College World Series is underway in softball. NCAA baseball tournament is underway. Roland Garros has reached its third round.
I'm sorry. Were we supposed to respond to all of our fans of tennis out there?
It's the third round of Roland Garros.
With the French Open?
One of tennis's majors.
The French Open.
Roland Garros.
So anybody care about the French Open? Is anybody paying any attention to that?
I don't know.
Like, it felt like, maybe, look, I'm not a tennis guy, obviously. But it feels like over the years, there have been reasons to be reasonably interested in what happens. Like, there have been tennis players come throughout the years and like, oh, yeah, I know who this guy is. I know who this guy is. But are they all done? Are we having to start a whole new crew of people that we haven't heard of and going to... 10 years from now, we're going to be like, oh, yeah, how could we not know who they are? Is that how this works?
I don't know, man.
Or is it just dying as a sport?
I don't think it's dying at all. I just think we're, I don't know, you and I, it's just not in our wheelhouse. So
that's definitely not.
Yeah. All right, so did you see what happened in the sales office, the corporate sales office of the Washington Capitals?
I know that they released a schedule for tickets or whatever. Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, they sent out an email where they were saying, make sure you catch Alexander Ovechkin in his final season.
Yes, I saw that. I was all over Twitter yesterday.
Yes.
Like, wow.
So the corporate
Ovechkin's
sales office
call his career after next year.
Was trying to sell tickets, marketing the fact that it's your last chance to see Ovi play.
Well, if it's his last year, that you should.
Yep.
Market the hell out of that. Get sellouts every game.
The Capitals had to release a statement saying that it is not Ovechkin's last season.
Oh, well, that's a problem.
So they had to try and rescind the email. And
you can't really put toothpaste back in the tube, can you?
I don't know, man.
I don't know if you can do that. I mean, it's unfortunate that that's how they worded it. Who made that mistake? Or well, is it something they know that, is it Alex Ovechkin's last year with Washington? Are they like, we're done with him after this year? Is his contract done? What's going on?
Well, let me start with this. Has anyone in your office ever sent an email that was either to like a company-wide email or to all the clients that had to be rescinded because it was either inaccurate or...
confidential.
It was confidential, or you basically, you know, jumped the gun on an announcement. I mean, do they have a ticket package? Like, are they preparing for Ovechkin to make this public? Are they going to make it public that Ovechkin's in his last season? Or did they say, okay, how can we market tickets? Well, what if Ovi retires? Well, let's get a whole, be ready to, you know, have an email blast go out to all our sponsors in case he does, and then they accidentally sent it out? Like, what actually happened here? And has anything like this ever happened in your office where somebody jumped the gun with an announcement or sent the wrong email and had to rescind it? Because just about every email that has to get rescinded. You basically don't want people to read it. You say, please disregard the previous email. Yes. And which makes everybody go read it.
Right, 100%. Yeah, screenshot it, print it out, whatever the case is.
Yep. Did this ever happen in your office?
Hey, fam, I just got this email from the office. They didn't want anybody to know. I thought I'd share it with everybody. Nice playing with you.
So what do you think happened here?
I don't know. Because it's something, if you know it to be true, is absolutely how you should market it.
Yep.
Like 100%. So either the mistake is that they misunderstood, and no, Alex Ovechkin's not, it's not the final season for Alex Ovechkin. But that's a pretty big, I misheard.
That's a pretty big screw up.
I think what happened was overzealous sales guy was trying to sell tickets. And he had, you know, he assumes, just like a lot of people do, that this might be Ovechkin's last year, but instead stated it probably as a matter of fact in an email to his, you know, possible season ticket buyers here and said, hey, get him now, man. It's his last year. This went out to the public.
You know, the other thing about if you're really good at sales, as we've discovered here at the station with one in particular sales guy, who doesn't know anything about sports? Do you think it's possible that the guy that sent this out for the Capitals is just a really good sales guy and marketer and really doesn't realize the ramifications of what he wrote in an email?
Like the Turner of...
I wasn't going to use his name, but go... You
the Turner of the Capitals?
Yeah.
I won't use his name either. I'm sorry, Bob.
I guess it's possible that happened too.
Mm.
248-539-9797. Has this ever happened in your office? Let's get back to your open line call. Steve is in Detroit and he's on 97.1. Hi, Steve.
Hi. First time caller.
Thank you.
I'm calling about the French Open.
Yes. Roland Garros?
Yeah. The French name is new to me. Always just heard French Open.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to pretend that I take the time to actively follow international sports events anymore because it's really hard.
Yeah.
You have to like pick them up on streaming later or watch in the middle of the night. But I used to follow the French Open, Australian Open, Wimbledon, Tour de France, loved it. And the French Open is my favorite tennis grand slam.
Why
playing on clay. Playing on clay brings out an artistry in motion. The way they slide into the shot, it's so different. And I think it saved the sport a bit. Like 15, 20 years ago when it seemed like I love Federer, but he was just going to be so dominant over the sport. And Nadal started winning the French Open because he could play on clay. So Nadal kind of introduced competition back into the sport, getting his confidence on clay and eventually, you know, some great matches around like 2007, 2008, 2009. So I play tennis. I'm terrible at it, but I love to play on clay and I love watching clay.
Where do you play on clay?
The Indian Village Tennis Club in Detroit has 3 clay courts. And I'm sure there's some other fancy clubs around I don't know about.
Okay, no, fair enough. Thank you for the phone call. It's funny because a couple of years ago they started referencing the French Open as Roland Garros and Gator hates it. It just reeks of...
What's the French Open? Let's go.
Well, I mean, but things change.
It's the British Open.
Yeah, but things change. The British Open's different because they refer to it as the Open as if it's like the only one. And that's precious. But
well, the French Open.
Well, but it's the name of where it is. And here's what's funny.
Yeah, but it was called the French Open forever. And now they're changing it and making a rule.
I got it. But
declare it's a massissimo.
Where's the tennis major? What's the name of the tennis major that's played in England?
Wimbledon.
Yeah, and that's
but they've been calling it Wimbledon from day one.
I know, but you're allowed to change the name of something.
No, you're absolutely not.
Okay, well, anyway, if you go to the ESPN website and you're on the tennis site, it says French Open brackets. Okay, so you hover over that and the brackets show up and it then says Roland Garros bracket 2025. So, I don't know what
get
it's...
Get over yourselves.
If you want to scroll down on their schedule, it says Roland Garros.
And no, it's not lost on me. It's the Masters as well.
It's right.
Incredibly pretentious.
They don't call it the Augusta Open.
No.
Which, by the way, if they did, wouldn't work.
No. But at least they treat the patrons just fine. Go out and get cheap sandwiches and cheap beer and all that. That's great.
Well, that is true. 248-539-9797. So I'm assuming this is a sporting event you will never go to.
No. Not at all.
Have you ever seen professional tennis live? I've only seen it
once.
No,
I have not.
I saw it once.
It would bore me to tears.
Well, it was up. Here's the thing about it is I rolled up on one at, when I worked at Channel 25. It was a professional event, but it was nobody in particularly big that was going on in Midland. They got a big tennis center where they'll hold the state championships.
Yep.
And once again, when you see it live, you're blown away by how hard they hit the ball.
Yeah, I mean, they're serving at, 120 miles an hour, the guys are?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
But
no, I have no interest. Not even a little. I can't even fake it. I used to be, but when I was a kid, I guess because, you know, it's my parents were into it. My mom was a really good tennis player when she was younger. You know, she's Swedish, so Bjorn Borg was playing at the time. He had all these Swedish tennis players, you know, Vilander and Edberg or whatever, and like good players. So I was interested for a while, and then it just waned. And then when I tried playing, I was god awful, which probably doesn't help with my level of interest. The first time I ever played tennis was a true story. Played mixed doubles. It was my mother and myself against my dad and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
My dad goes to serve the ball. This is the first time I've ever played tennis. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget this.
Who?
We're at the tennis courts at West Hills, what was West Hills Middle School, which is where I ended up going to middle school. But my dad serves it to me, hits me right in the nuts. First experience playing tennis. And as I recall, he did not take anything off of that serve. Like, he served it pretty hard and went right in the junk. I went, oh, went down like a ton of bricks. I think my brother was laughing hysterically. And my mom's like, Scott, are you okay? And then my dad's like, oh, boy.
And that was it for you and Tom?
That was it. I was like, I'm no good. I don't want to play this game. Yeah. I took lessons one year that did not go well. And there was a swelter. We belonged to a swim and tennis club in Farmington Hills called Woodbrook. I think it's still there. And it was a sweltering hot day. And we're out there for this tennis lesson. And there's like 10 kids there. And we're dying in the heat. It's awful. I had to sit myself down in the shade. I thought I was getting heat stroke as like a 10-year-old. Like, this is not working out. Well, probably a 12-year-old. But this is not working out well.
Well, the obvious follow-up question is, had your dad thrown a football to you for the first time and hit you square, would you not like football?
Well, of course I would catch the football.
Of course you would.
Yeah. And run for a touchdown.
Well, we played with right, 100%. We played with a real football. I remember when our first football experience, we played with a real football. My dad got me a real football for Christmas before I had a Nerf ball.
Was it the Duke?
It was not a Duke. It was like a cheap knockoff ball from Kmart or something like that. But yeah, tennis was no good for me.
248.
So I never really cared for it.
539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. By the way, did you see who's in town after this Tiger road trip?
Yeah, I think it's the other team from Chicago.
It's Gator's favorite team. They're going to go see
the Cake Eaters.
Tigers take care of the Cubs. Weekend series beginning of June. Weather should be pretty good.
We'll see. I mean, I got stuff going on.
Blast the Cubs. The other thing about this road trip is you call them for 5-2, which is fine. And I, you know, win the series in Kansas City and then take 3-4 with the Cubs. On this road trip, two Scooble starts. So you just got to find three wins out of the other five games. Two Scooble starts, two My starts. Like their chances, my friend.
Reese Olson.
Like their chances. Is he back?
Maybe.
Is he going to be back?
Don't know.
Did you see who had a successful start?
Did I see who had a successful start? Are you asking about Sawyer Gibson Long?
The fictional Detroit Tiger?
Who went five innings, gave up one run. I think it was on just one hitter.
If he really exists.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's there.
Been hearing about him forever.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Sure. Still waiting to hear Alex Cobb. He was supposed to make a start, I think, yesterday. Did not make the start. I don't know if it was Lakeland or wherever he's supposed to play, but see if he gets back at it.
What? Do we know why he got?
Nope. All right. Now, one thing that I've learned from doing some digging on when it comes to prospects or any injuries, that the people tell me the Tigers will not tell you anything.
Really?
Specifically when it comes to injuries. They are tight-lipped. They keep everything to the vest when it comes to any kind of information like that. So like when Bryce Rainer was out early because he got hit in the head, They would never tell anybody when he's coming back. They didn't say anything. Wouldn't give any updates, nothing. Just one day he was out, one day he was back in. And then he missed a couple more days. Why?
Because,
yeah. You're on a need no basis, and you don't need to know. So I think that's the attitude they take throughout the organization. They don't tell you anything. It's none of your business.
All right, so feedback here. We were talking about the Washington Capitals. Somebody in the corporate sales office sent out trying to get ticket deposits down for next year and was marketing it as see Alex Ovechkin's final season. Well, there's been no reports that Alex Ovechkin is going to retire, and the Capitals had to release a statement saying, hey, yeah, that's not true. There's no announcement regarding Ovechkin's final season. Did anyone at your work ever send an unfortunate email, either prematurely or inaccurately, and have to rescind it? Kyle Wixom says, I used to work for an IT company, and the boss used to be adamant about making sure our emails never included the first two pages, which included our internal pricing structure to clients. And then he did, and lost the client because they saw how horribly he was screwing them.
Oh.
Yeah, it was probably a bad setup if you had the actual prices, what it cost you, included in the bulk of the email, and then what you sent page 3 through whatever. Sounds like a bad setup.
I remember
formatting issues, Gator. It was formatting issues.
Yeah, yeah. Many years ago, before you and I were working together, I was told that somebody was going to come on to work with us at the station. That they were coming over.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's awesome, great. And then I saw that person that next day at a practice, and took them aside and I said, "Hey, I heard you're coming on board. That's cool. Can't wait to work with you." And they're like, "No, I'm not." Like, what? You're not? Oh, okay. And that person never came to work for us. And I remember saying to our program director, I thought so-and-so was going to work. Yeah, we didn't get it worked out. I'm like, oh, okay.
So that was it.
Yeah. I'm like,
the person you said this to didn't offer any further explanation? No, nope. Fell through at the last, he just said no?
Nope. Yep. Like, well, that's odd. Fair enough. They're talking you up back at the office like you're coming on board, but I guess not.
Next text. I had a boss that was going to have a party at his house. He emails me and asks, who should we invite? So I send the list. He then shoots out an email to the entire department with my list on it. I walk into his office and I'm like, WTF, man. He says, what? I just decided to invite everyone. Then I said, well, look below your last email. You just called me out in front of the entire department. It was legendary. So obviously his original list did not
include everyone. Yes. Yeah.
Somebody wants to know how Gator feels about what they say of the winner of the British Open, who's called Champion Golfer of the Year.
You won the tournament, and congratulations. You get a trophy. You've achieved winning a major. Nice job.
He's referred to as Champion Golfer of the Year, Scott.
Mm. Of that tournament, yes.
It sounds like it's way more important than that.
Well, they sure think so.
All right, I am going
This is why we need to win the Ryder Cup.
This is why you care so much about the Ryder Cup.
That's a big reason.
All right, you ready for a third quiz for Gator?
Oh, what are we doing?
I've been impressed with how you've done on these quizzes. I give you a passing grade on the Vegas quiz. I give you a passing grade on the spelling of the winning word in the spelling bee, Claire Cizma. You did well. You didn't get it right, but you did well. I'm going to give you your IndyCar flag quiz. So if I say, if they wave a checkered flag, what does that mean, Scott?
You've won the race.
There you go. This means the end of the race.
It's the end of the race. Yep.
Are you ready? I think you'll do well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is the yellow flag?
It's a caution flag. It's an accident. Caution.
One for one. Well done. What is the white flag?
It's the national flag of France. They surrender. Oh, I'm sorry. It is that the final lap?
Correct. Two for two. What is the green flag?
Is it the penultimate lap?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Incorrect. Green flag is the start of the race.
Start of the race. Okay.
What is the red flag?
That means all stop?
Yes, it does. You got three of the four.
I'll take it.
Yes.
Yes.
Well done.
Woo! What a day.
There's no 2-minute warning flag?
There's not, no. I thought there was a passing flag, too, but I was looking, let the guy, there's a leader behind you and you're in the way. You're about to get lapped. But it didn't show up in the free presses guide to a beginner's guide to IndyCar racing. But it is this weekend. Motorsports guy really likes the Detroit Grand Prix. Some didn't. We asked earlier about racing guy. I think the most intriguing part about it is that that long straightaway along Jefferson is 0.7 miles, which is longer than the straightaways at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So you can get some speed down that front, that straightaway. So that's pretty cool. Now, the big difference is you take a lot of speed into the cornering in Indy. So they're banked and they aren't as sharp. At the end of Jefferson, it's like a hairpin and you've got to get on the brakes. And I will say this about that course, and I'm not one to judge about the track layout. I felt like there were way too many accidents in that turn.
Yeah.
Like watching it, I was like, God, how they get through that? Like when the race gets run on Sunday, I don't want to say a guarantee, but I'm not going to shoot the boot guarantee it. But I feel like there's bound to be an accident in that first turn when they go green flag. Because it's just too many cars in too small a space. And they come in there with a lot of speed. The braking starts. I don't know. It just looks like it's a wreck waiting to happen. So
tight quarters, man.
Yep.
Tight quarters when you go into turns.
Yep. But sold out grandstands again. Tons of free viewing areas. Would you start thinking about the best free events you've ever been to? I don't know that there's many free sporting events that you can go to. Other than like high school games. But even high school games, you get charged.
They charge now.
You got the GoFan app?
No, I don't have the GoFan app.
Yeah. If you're ever going to go to a high school game, you better get the GoFan app.
Okay. Well, it's probably not going to happen for a while.
But I mean, what is a free sporting event?
No, that's a great question. I mean, the stuff that takes place on the riverfront, like when they used to have the hydroplane races, was that, I mean, some of that
free? I mean, you couldn't charge for every spot you could see that race. Yeah. So that was probably a good example. I'm not sure. Maybe somebody can come up with some. Because to go see, these cars raced at the Indy 500 less than a week ago. You can go see them race free now? Seems like a pretty good bargain to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if, I don't know, like senior open events on the golf tour, are some of those free to the public? I don't know.
I doubt it.
But you bring a good point. There isn't a whole lot that's free out there.
Yep.
When it comes to sporting events.
There's not. So, maybe somebody can come up with an example of something better, but this thing's pretty good. It's here in Detroit. You can go check it out free of charge. Now, of course, that doesn't account for parking and
snacks.
Yeah, but you don't have to buy it. You can bring your own snacks.
You could bring it.
Hey, it's First Inning Friday on FanDuel, where every week FanDuel is hooking up all customers with a special offer you can use early on in games of MLB action. Put your baseball knowledge to the test from the very first swing with no runs or yes runs on first inning bets. So if you already know before a game starts, hey, I'm not going to watch the whole thing. Starting at 10:05, I'm not staying up for this. Let me put a little action on the first inning. That's what you can do. Will anyone score in the game's first frame? Check out each team's season stats right there on the FanDuel app and make the call. Every First Inning Friday, you can expect a little special reward like a profit boost, a no-sweat bet, or more. So make sure to come back every week to take another swing. Just visit FanDuel.com/Doug, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and present in Michigan. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Hey, Mike on the streaming chat on Twitch says, hey, Gator, just so you know, the Senior Tour, also known as the Champions Tour.
Yes.
How do you feel about that name, the Champions Tour?
I think it's fine. Okay. It's honoring all those people that have graduated on from the PGA Tour.
Yeah. Those events still cost money. They're not free. We're looking for it. Like, what are the good free sporting events out there? Because we got, actually, I think today is technically free pre-day, but even during the race, you can see the Detroit Grand Prix without buying a ticket. Feedback coming in, the Little League World Series is free. That's from Jay. Is that right? Those games in Williamsport? I wonder if you have to register and get tickets because, you know, there's only limited, something looks like there's a limited space there. But the NFL draft is free. It's from Uber driver Joe. There are plenty of places, yes, that you can watch the draft for free. That was awesome. The U.S. Junior Amateur at Oakland Hills last year, free, and you can walk on the fairways with the players. It was amazing.
Wow.
It's Charlie Woods, right?
Yeah, he was there last year.
From an unnamed texter, marathons are free to watch.
Wow, we're coming with a whole host of events.
Telling you, the Detroit Grand Prix might be the best free event ever, bang for your buck, out there.
Wow.
Some of the Olympic events, like rowing and canoeing, are still free. That's from John in Lake Orion. Does that, I mean, like the actual Olympic Games? I could see, if you could, you couldn't really charge for the Olympics in the, in the like the actual Olympic Games, you can't really charge to watch a marathon there. But I want the rowing events can be free to watch. That's cool.
Doug, is the Tour de France free?
I think so.
I thought you'd know, man.
No, I like watch it in the summertime. But
a lot of French on today's show.
There is
lots.
Yep.
Trey.
Regarding emails, years ago I worked for an engineering company and a coworker was supposed to send documents to another company, but he accidentally sent them a computer golf game. Dude almost got fired.
But he was entertained.
That's pretty great. Kang, did you get Thursday Mo in yesterday?
You know I did, man.
Attaboy.
You heard John talk to me about mowing the lawn this morning?
Jansen,
yeah. He asked me which way... Is like, was it the correct way or which way do I like to mow the lawn? Whether it's
directionally. The way they worded it this morning is which is the correct way to mow the lawn? Oh, is it
correct
going
way. Correct?
Yes, yeah. Is it going house to street or is it going driveway to driveway, like neighbor to neighbor?
So basically north, south, or east, west?
Yeah.
Which clearly would rotate depending on which way your house is facing, but got it, yeah. Side to side. I have a very weird shaped front yard. That sort of, you know, there's a flower bed in the front on the sidewalk and then another one up by the house. We don't really, we kind of have the grass kind of makes a path to the back. So I don't have like any sort of recognizable shape. It's not a square. It's not a rectangle.
Kang, do you have
a parallelogram?
A direction you go?
Yes. I go from street to house. That direction because I have a corner lot and the side of my house is very long.
Gotcha.
So I want
the longer side. Gotcha.
It looks better.
Yeah. I think, first of all, the correct answer, I think, is if you're going to have to choose that way, is whatever is the longest, that's the direction you go.
Yes.
However, I would also say this. I was told years ago that it's healthy for the lawn, it's healthier for the lawn not to mow in the same direction every time. Change it up once in a while. And when you get that one time, the first time you mow it in the opposite direction, it looks awesome because you still have the lines from the previous, and now you've got new lines from the other way, so it looks like it's totally a
you got the cross hatching going on.
And that's how you do it.
Okay, all right. So, do you ever just circle the perimeter and work your way in?
I have done that in the past.
Yep. Because at the beginning of that, you have to sort of round off the corners so you never have to stop the wheels and pick it up and turn it. You just kind of round them off, and then you just circle around and around and around.
My brother, when he used to mow the lawn when we lived with my parents back in the day when we were children, he would find creative ways to not mow the lawn. So he would like mow flags into the backyard, like try to mow an American flag. So we'd like skip every other line. And he was trying to be creative with it. Tried doing the Union Jack one time. And I think finally my dad's like, just mow the lawn. Taking out his creative side.
Here's the question. Wouldn't that really only be like visible from a plane?
Yes. Or if you're, you know, standing upstairs and looking in the backyard. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was just being lazy.
This sounds like something you would do.
Yeah, but it would have been trite if I did it because he was mowing the lawn before I was.
Gotcha.
So I wasn't going to copy him.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about you know, which Detroit team has a better chance to win a championship, the Tigers or the Lions? More feedback coming in on that. I say it's the Tigers, even though the Lions do have a great shot. My big concern for the Lions isn't a new defensive coordinator. It's an inexperienced defensive coordinator. So I'm going to guess that there was a lot of grooming going on of Calvin Shepard. Nobody was shocked when Aaron Glenn got a head coaching position.
And nobody was shocked when Calvin Shepard got the job.
Yes. So it seems as though I would say that all of these concerns are legit. I'm a little concerned. I think there's reason to not accept the rubber stamp that Calvin Shepard's going to be great at it and John Morton's going to be great at it. But does it make you feel any better that we knew Aaron Glenn was going to get a job? They promoted a guy from in-house, which means he was probably being groomed for this all along. Does that make you feel any better or no?
I'm fine with what they've got. I have no issue with it. They're continuing on the Lion way of doing things. Mm-hmm. Both of these guys spent time with the Lions. So, I mean, John Morton spent some time away, but he was part of it when they first got here. I think that's fine. He's got the trust. He and Jared Goff know each other. There's trust there, and that's what matters. The defensive side, I mean, people were saying for the last couple of years, Calvin Shepard's going to be a guy who's going to get a look as defensive coordinator somewhere. And it opened up here because Aaron Glenn got the job.
The Tigers have a better chance. They can have a bad game and still win and still have a chance. In the NFL, one bad game and you're out. Look what happened last year with the Foot Commanders. That's from an unnamed texter. More important offseason, the Pistons' continued success. It's close because the Red Wings don't make the playoffs and Stevie keeps his job. We have no hope. Next one, the Pistons can really make some headway. The Red Wings are irrelevant. Nothing they do this offseason will make a difference. Ooh, I don't know if I'd agree with that.
I strongly disagree with that. Nothing they do? So if they go out and sign Mitch Marner, that's not going to make the team better? Don't think that'll happen? They sign Sam Bennett and others, that's not going to make the team better?
Yeah, I can't. I think the premise is flawed.
Yeah.
The Red Wings have a more important offseason. If they don't make the playoffs again, Yzerman and Larkin will be gone, and it calls for yet another change of regime and rebuild. The Tigers are closer to a championship because I believe they will do what it takes to put themselves over the top to win one. Hope so. We'll find out. I'm not sure what that is yet, but we don't have to make up our minds for another 2 months. So, Corey and Howell, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Corey.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up?
Nothing much. I just want to talk about the proper ways of mowing a lawn. a little history on myself. I've won a national small lawn in America a couple years ago in Southgate, and now I have lawn in Howell.
Hold on. You won what?
National small lawn in America. It was over like 200,000, over 200,000 people. It was a Facebook group, but still decent amount of love on there. And then now I'm in Howell. I have just under 2 acres. So now I'm transforming that and making that more of a larger lawn, I guess.
You're going for another national championship.
That's the goal. It's a lot of work, though.
Yeah.
Tons of work.
Dare to dream.
All right, teach us something.
So the proper way that I've always done it is you burn in your stripes. So you go through, you have a striper of some sort. I have a broom on the back of my lawnmower, and it puts in the stripes. Then after that, after 2 weeks of doing the same stripes, you alternate and go to a different direction. And that'll set you up for the actual year, for this whole summer, that you can go in and use those stripes to kind of, you know, do your diagonals or whatever.
Just real quick, when you say after 2 weeks, does that mean you mow every day for 2 weeks?
No. Once a week. Okay. I actually mow twice a week, but normal people will mow once a week of going, hey, this certain way, and then the next week you do it the same way. And then following week, you change up the direction.
All right, Corey, real quick, because we're out of time. And in conclusion, how do you wrap it up?
You go at the end, you go around the border, at the very end.
Okay. Right.
You go around your whole perimeter and have your diagonals kind of already burnt in, and you go around the perimeter.
So for those of you looking to win awards for your mowing. You're not impressed.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's fine.
Here's Rico Beard. Hello, sir.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Apparently, not quite up to manicuring my lawn the way you're...
Do you mow your own lawn?
Yeah.
Do you? Do you believe in the Thursday mow?
It's funny because I would often cut it on Thursday, and then all of a sudden I heard Kang had the Thursday mow going on. I was like, well, I guess I'm a member of the club.
Makes sense.
I feel I'm an OG member because I was doing it beforehand, because just so I don't have
before to it became a club
Friday, I'm not going to do it on the weekend. That gives you the whole week. I mean, the rationale is fantastic.
It makes sense.
I get it. So yeah,
what do you guys got planned coming up next?
I gotta make sure. Okay, first of all, we're going to start off with a little intervention for somebody.
Uh-oh.
We talked Mike into Costco. He's gone crazy.
He hasn't stopped, huh?
Dude, I was like, where's all these snacks coming from? There's a gigantic box of Kirkland this and that and the other. It's like,
Mike needs an intervention?
Mike may need an intervention.
I love it.
Starts buying TVs three at a time.
So he doesn't know this is coming?
He has no idea.
So is everybody on board, David?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because I was like, where does he snack? Where is this? Wait.
Mike Valeni intervention to open up the show.
Because I don't know if you guys, Mike does nothing small. Nothing small. His tailgates were just, yeah, we got a moose over here on the Spitfire, and we're going to have black bear later. And
we are 3 different kinds of eggs.
I'm like, yeah. How about just hot dogs and burgers? Nah.
No, I remember. Well, have a great show. Okay. Look forward to this. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.